Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
A step closer to agroecology. For the first time, the Committee on World Food Security includes a civil society demand in its agenda, agroecology as the answer to global hunger. During the 46th session of the UN Committee on World Food Security, from October the 14th to the 18th in Rome, Italy, discussions were held about the state of food security and nutrition across the planet. Proposals were in line with the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals agenda, notably Goal 2 for Zero Hunger. This multilateral governance space has seen an increasing presence of agribusiness corporations pushing for measures that benefit their patents and seed monopolies. However, this year was the first time that the committee discussed a proposal from the civil society, agroecological production, as a way out from the planet's multiple crises. Kirtana Chandrasekaran, coordinator of the Food Sovereignty Program at Friends of the Earth International, evaluated the session in an interview with Real World Radio.
As far as agroecology goes, at least for the last 5 or 6 years, social movements and NGOs from all over the world have been working together to get agroecology on the agenda of this space. But it is a space where we have really been able to put our vision of what is agroecology on the agenda. And through the discussions at the CFS, governments are understanding what our proposals are, that we do not want a system that keeps the same power dynamics. We don't want a system that keeps the same lack of representation of small-scale food producers. As we know, agroecology is our answer. It's the answer of really people on the ground and social movements to the multiple crises that we are facing on the food system, whether it's poverty, hunger, ecological crisis, climate change, biodiversity, and it's really the people's solution. So if the CFS makes good recommendations, it's a way that we can also filter down to all the other levels of governance this vision of what agroecology really is for us. As Friends of the Earth International and all the social movements and organizations we work with in the civil society mechanism, we are kind of quite heartened with what's happened here this week. We've had 5 years of a long process where it's been a really strong process of building our own power as civil society, where hundreds of organizations from all over the world have really sat together to really discuss and think about what agroecology means for us, to have a really strong political and technical and social analysis of what we want to put forward here. So that in itself has been a success for us, that we come here, we see with a huge strength of organizations behind us from every continent who have the same vision of why we need to put agroecology at the forefront of our concerns. So that's one big success.
Bertrand Sansonens from Pro Natura, Friends of the Earth Switzerland, and member of the Executive Committee of Friends of the Earth International, was also present in Rome.
Here I see clearly what our role as Friends of the Earth International is, because an organization like us are really key to make this happen, as we are able to both be with the people through our member groups, through our local groups, and at the same time have the capacity to build on that the clear demands and the political demands that we want to bring here. So we have 2 days of the forum of the civil society mechanism, where a Friend of the Earth is really key and a very respected partner, as I could see. And it was great to see how all these people together we managed to prepare the rest of the time, which is the committee itself, and get there with very strong and with our clear vision on what we want, which is agroecology, because we know how it works and we are able to explain and to push the messages as a solution to all the multiple crises we're facing now.
And this is a huge success, because there is obviously huge opposition from very, very powerful governments such as the US and Canada and Australia, who have at every turn been blocking the process and using almost every trick in the book that they can, whether it's procedural or politics or geopolitics, to stop the process of agroecology going forward. So it is a very, very big achievement for us that it's happening. The third issue is the content.
This year, the high-level panel of experts, the HLPE, an academic and expert body that advises the CFS, released a report entitled Agroecological and Other Innovative Approaches for Sustainable Agriculture, to which the civil society contributed.
Of course, there are big challenges, and we know that even a space like the Committee on Food Security is under threat, is challenged by the private sector, as all UN spaces is, and the private sector is also supported by a number of countries, of course, USA at first, and a number of other countries. So the challenges we'll be facing in the next phase are huge, of course, and we have to be ready to fight really strongly to bring our solution, to bring the messages from the people. But this was an important step, and I think we should see it really as a success, as a victory, but just a victory of one battle, and the big battles are yet to come, of course. But I'm really confident that our people, our coordinators, all the allies, all our member groups, and will be able to fight in the next year, so that we can have a draft ready in 1 year time to be discussed for, in the view of having policy recommendations in the future that include agroecology as the most important way to go ahead, to feed the world, care about the environment, cool the planet, etc., etc.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm